Don't say, I want to poo. I want to poo is impolite and informal. Here are five polite, formal, and sophisticated ways to say, I want to poo. Number one, nature is calling. Number two, a brief visit to the restroom is in order. Number three, excuse me, personal affairs to attend to. Number four, pardon me, biological urgency. And number five, may I step away for a private matter? Don't say, I want to pull.
On this episode of the commercial break.
I liked him. I hope that he liked me. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, this starts kind of this back and forth. The next day, Mark and Fallon. So let me stop here for a minute and explain that at the dinner, Mark is talking about Fireside and his investment in Fireside. And he is asking me, what makes Fireside different? How can we be better? What can we do? And I go on a typical Brian rant for like 20 minutes, throwing magical words and weird sentences out there.
Ram Dass.
That somehow gets Mark's eyes spinning like a Cheshire cat. He's really into whatever it is I'm saying, and I'm not even sure what I'm saying because I can't believe I'm standing there talking to Mark Cuban having a beer.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. Well, I had my yearly exchange with Mark Cuban yesterday.
You did?
On email, yes.
Nice. I love y'all's little friendly.
I know. We have a little
connection.
Friendly banter, which mainly includes me emailing him and then him yelling back at me. But that's okay. I like you, Mark, regardless of your
yelling.
Your absolute your absolute irritation with me. it's like a lot of the celebrity relationships here on the show. I bother them too much. They get irritated at me. He does respond, and he responds lickety split,
too.
That's
what you've said.
Oh, he's so quick. And I don't know if he's like this with everybody. He probably is, but it doesn't take him but 5 minutes to respond every time I email him. Let's roll it back to 2021, kids.
God.
When this show is just a baby show, probably on episode number 482, early on in our evolution. And Chrissy and I get invited to do, I am on Clubhouse doing a lot of rooms for podcasting on Clubhouse, as well as having the show, The Commercial Break. And we get a phone call or an invitation to do something called Fireside, which is supposed to be Clubhouse 2.0, where they curate the content rather than letting anybody and everybody open up a room and be an idiot. They're going to just pick certain idiots.
Was a cool concept.
It was a cool concept. Mm-hmm. And how it was pitched was, imagine we are the HBO of audio, video, social. So we are going to curate the people we put on the platform, and those people are, and then we're going to give them resources to develop their talent and their shows. And The Commercial Break was one that was invited early on by Fallon Fatemi. Mm-hmm. Fallon Fatemi was the CEO and founder of Fireside. And she was bankrolled by Mark Cuban. Now, for those of you who don't know, Mark Cuban has really been at the forefront of streaming since day one. He actually owned one of the original streaming platforms, mm-hmm. one of the platforms that would allow you to press live and other people on the internet to hear you almost instantaneously. So Mark has been doing this for a long time. I think if I'm not mistaken, he started Ustream, or what became Ustream, which unbelievably was the platform that Scam Call FM would go on to stream on.
Right, that's anyway. Right.
So we get invited to be on this platform. We take the dive. We do a few intro shows on Fireside. There's no one there. It's empty as it could be. And that's because the platform is just getting started.
It really was, yeah.
But within a couple of weeks or maybe a month of being on the platform, there is a podcast movement, which is one of the three large podcast conferences that go on. It's going to be in Nashville. It is the smack dab middle of COVID, coronavirus, mm-hmm. and all the whole hubbub baloo. But I am not intending to go to podcast movement because I have a new baby. And because it's just not smart to go stand around a bunch of other people, at least in my mind, at that time. However, days before the podcast movement, Fallon Fatemi's assistant reaches out to me and she says, you are cordially invited to a private dinner with Fallon and Mark Cuban in Nashville on this particular night, the night before the podcast.
Yeah, because we had decided
started.
We weren't going, but then you got the last minute invite.
Yes.
And I said, please go.
I got the last minute invite and I went really. Again, Allison Harris steps in and says, you're a fucking moron if you don't go.
This.
Yeah, so I book my room the morning of, and I'm on the road later on that afternoon. I get in, I go to dinner, and no shit, it's me, 20, 22, 23 other people in this private room in this restaurant in Nashville with Fallon, other creators and notable podcasters, of which I'm not at the time, but there's other notable podcasters in the room. And Mark Cuban. And Mark Cuban and I get to spend some time together. And I liked him. I hope that he liked me. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, this starts kind of this back and forth. The next day, Mark and Fallon. So let me stop here for a minute and explain that at the dinner, Mark is talking about Fireside and his investment in Fireside. And he is asking me, what makes Fireside different? How can we be better? What can we do? And I go on a typical Brian rant for like 20 minutes, throwing magical words and weird sentences out there.
Ram Dass.
That somehow gets Mark's eyes spinning like a Cheshire cat. He's really into whatever it is I'm saying. And I'm not even sure what I'm saying because I can't believe I'm standing there talking to Mark Cuban having a beer. But okay, so then we all go out for drinks and stuff afterwards. And the next morning at 8:30 a.m., he is giving the keynote address at Podcast Movement. And there's hundreds of people in the room. And I managed to pull myself out of bed. This is like one of the last times I actually can remember myself being intoxicated with alcohol. And I wasn't that intoxicated, but I just had a hard time getting out of bed. And I go because I figure I want to be at this keynote and see what they say. There, Mark drops my name at least four or five times up on stage. He drops my name, Brian Green. He actually asked me to stand up at one point. Where's Brian? Is Brian in the crowd? Where's Brian Green? He had some good things to say last night. And I couldn't believe what was going on. It was kind of a weird, surreal moment that Mark Cuban is up on stage dropping my name, but he does. Okay, so let's fast forward. I have his email address, and I start an email exchange with him over a couple of different things over the next couple of years. It seems like once every 6 months to a year, I email Mark about something. It's usually irritating him to no end that I'm emailing him, but he does respond to me. So let's go to now, 2025, just a few days ago, Elon Musk, who has been really has been really a fucking moron for a long time. And I'm just going to say it out loud. He's been a fucking moron.
Yeah, I think most people agree.
But there is no doubt that Elon Musk is really good at what he does. And what he is good at is getting hyped, getting people hyped, raising funds, and then putting those funds to use. I think some of the things that he is doing is noble. I think a lot of the things that he is doing is clickbait. And he does, I don't know why he's doing it. I don't know why the whole Doge, I don't know. Who knows? You can't get inside someone's head. But he bought this fucking Twitter, turned it into X, and now it's a total shit show over there. Yeah. He's got this Grok running crazy, you know, believing that it's like Hitler himself.
Yeah,
it's
spouting
weird.
Crazy stuff.
Just weird. All of it is just like strange and surreal, but it's 2025 and nothing surprises me anymore. But one thing that Elon Musk did a couple of days ago that I might get behind is he decided to start a third party here. The American Party, the America Party, whatever he's calling it. He filed the paperwork. He put some money down. He got a lot of people all excited about this. And he's starting a third party because he doesn't like what's going on with Trump. He doesn't like what's going on with the Democrats. And I can agree with him on this one point, is that both of these fucking parties are way out of touch with anybody.
And yeah. I mean, it's like we even talked to, gosh, his name is escaping me, but that one guy who was saying that independents are going to really be who kind of rise up out of all of this.
That was the Channel 5 guy.
Yes.
Right? The channel. Now his name is eluding me too. I watch him almost every day. Anyway, the Channel 5 guy, who also, by the way, little announcement on the Channel 5 guy, he bought back the original All Gas No Brakes name, which was taken from him by Vice Media. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they're going to do with that, but I did read a little blurb about that. Okay. So all of this, so he says, so Elon makes this announcement, a lot of people get excited about this. Some people still think he's an idiot. I agree with, I have no loyalty to any party. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot, and I'm going to call it out. If you're doing something I like, you're doing something I like, and I'm going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Trump included. As much as I don't care for the guy, there are some things that he has done and probably will do that I agree with. And when he does, I will say so. I agree with that. Same with the Democrats. Biden was not my favorite president in the world. He did some things I liked. He did some things I didn't like. So Musk is doing something I like. He's starting a true third party, independent third party, which we need to support a strong middle class in the United States of America and common sense thinking. Will Elon follow through on common sense thinking? Yeah, I don't know. He seems to have a lot of ketamine in his body for common sense thinking. But okay. All right. We'll see. If the right people get behind it and Elon can temper some of his more craziness, you know, his crazy impulses, maybe. But Mark Cuban is one of the first people that tweets at him and says something along the lines of, I'm on board. I'll help you get on tickets across the nation through this particular organization. He says that. So I get excited that Mark Cuban gets excited because I like Mark Cuban and I mm-hmm. agree with a lot of what Mark Cuban has Me said too. In the past about politics. And I think he's for a strong middle class. I think he's mostly for a strong democracy, and I think he's mostly for humanity in general.
Yeah,
so,
he seems to be.
He seems to be, anyway. I don't know. He's a billionaire, so, you know, maybe he's out of touch in some ways. So I say to Mark, hey, listen, Mark, if you decide to get behind this third party, you got an open door to come have a conversation about it here on the commercial break. And that's basically what I say to Mark. And I remind him that I actually am the guy on the commercial break because he probably doesn't know who the fuck I am, right? Yeah. To which Mark responds, Jesus, Brian, it's just a social media post. Okay. And I go, I realize you're not announcing a candidacy for presidency, Mark. I'm just saying, if you should decide to support it, you have an open door. You have a platform that you can come on and talk about it. We reach over 3 people in 2 different states, and I think we could be of service to you.
We'll really blast out your message.
We got you, Mark. Yeah. Don't worry. You need to reach people. We've got 2 of them.
You need
one of them,
heavy?
Yeah, one of them is my mom, and she's not exactly sure how to get the podcast, but I think everything's going to be just fine. Yeah. I just wanted Mark to know that he had an open door to come debate policy, to come talk about, you know, the platform.
God, that would be a dream to have him on.
Yeah, and I would have made that invitation to Elon, but I'm still not so sure about Elon. Yeah. I don't want a platform craziness. Some lady said the other day on Spotify, you know, Spotify, you can do comments now. And mm-hmm. some lady said, stay out of politics. You're absolutely uninformed. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, we all have our blind spots, whoever you are. I think her name is Ashley. We all have our blind spots, Ashley. And obviously you don't agree with something that I said, or you wouldn't have posted such a comment. We don't talk about politics on the show. We talk about things that affect our own personal lives and the things that we think. And if you don't care for it, that's okay. We can respectfully agree to disagree. But, you know, I largely stay out of politics because everybody else talks about mm-hmm. it and everybody else has the same fucking talking points. They all have the same opinion. It's just a big echo chamber and I don't want to be part of it. However, if there's something different that comes along and they know what they're talking about, I welcome them on the show.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We've had a few people that are political experts. Mike Pesca from The Gist, who I consider a true independent, has been on this show, and I like what he has to say. That guy from Channel 5 News that we can't remember his name. I like him. I think he's – yeah, please do, because we sound like real fucking morons.
People are screaming at
us right.
while they're listening.
And if Mark Cuban decides for any reason that he wants to support – a third party, or he just wants to talk, I'll have him on here. So
please.
Yeah. So Mark and I are currently bickering at each other via
Jesus, Brian, it's just a social media.
Jesus, Brian, it's just a social media post. But Mark, it sounded like you were supporting the idea. That's why I reached
Andrew
out.
Andrew Callahan. Something.
Andrew Callahan. Thank you. I like Andrew.
Me too.
And he's got a lot of followers. I mean, he is like blown up even a lot more. Andrew did All Gas, No Breaks. Then he went to Channel 5 News. Once Vice Media kind of crashed and burned. They took the rights away from him. And he had a big blowout. And he talked about that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did the HBO documentary. Then Andrew had an issue a couple of young ladies came out and said that he didn't assault them, but that he was awful pressure-y after having had some drinks and kind of crashing out on their couch. Mm-hmm. One specific incident I can remember. I don't want to talk out of turn here, but and this may not be exact details, but here's the gist of it. She felt like she was being pressured by Andrew, that he was kind of drunk and being a little needy and, you know, fawning over her a little bit more than she would have cared for. And he took some time off and he went to rehab. Like a lot of people do, you crash out and then you realize I got to do something different.
Yeah, you got to make a change.
And he took some time off and he came back and he has really blown up since then by pointing out a lot of the hypocrisy that's going on both sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm. And then also he just does like these, he finds the weirdest people in the world and follows them around for a couple of days or has correspondence doing it, having nothing to do with politics. I remember he was down in Miami, and he went to this place called the Magic Castle or something. Have you ever heard about this place?
Well, I thought that was in California, but there's another one.
Maybe it's not called the Magic Castle. It's something castle. And mm-hmm. it's this guy that owns this place. And it's like a 24-hour rager with the weirdest, strangest human beings you've ever met. It's like part strip club, part techno rave, part monster truck rally. Part Monster Energy wow. drink promotional video. It's like the weirdest place. And I remember during the pandemic, he went down there and partied for like some period of time with them. It was the wildest video I've ever seen in my entire life. And I thought to myself, if only we could do stuff like that. But again, getting out of this house is really hard for us.
Yes,
we like being in the tree of trust. Because look what happens when we venture outside our bounds. Mark Cuban's yelling at me. When I try and go outside the four walls, I get yelled at by billionaires. That's what happens. Anyway, Mark, we love you. Open invitation to the show. And so that's that. Okay, listen, I have a smorgasbord of things to discuss.
I can tell you've got like an energy.
I do.
About you, an excitement.
I do. And so I'm very excited about all the stuff that I have to discuss with you today. I have found some oddities on the internet I'd like to share and some other notables. I do have to say this. I do have to go one step further with my comments on Friday when I talked about how Labubu, I believe, has officially fucking irritated the shit out of me. It has jumped the shark. You do realize, Labubu fans, and I'm not mad at you for loving Labubu. Love Labubu. You like a Labubu and you want to spend $1,000 on a Labubu, spend $1,000 on a Labubu.
I can't quit laughing at the name, but anyways.
La Labubu. Fufu, Labubu. La Cuckoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to start selling La Cuckoos here because now it's so crazy that people don't even care if they're getting La Fufus. They just want it. They
exactly.
They want something that looks like a
right.
Labubu.
That was that whole article that I read.
Yeah, they want little devils in their house biting their neck and bringing demon seed into their home. They don't care. They want to get the devil in their house any way they can, according to our friend that we listened to the other day, who people despised, by the way. That guy, the former Satanist, despised
he's
him.
He's terrible.
Yeah, I got a lot of comments. People were not happy. They were like, that guy's an asshole. He was an asshole. But I'm watching, I watched a pop-up, like, I guess you would call it fashion show with Labubus that a famous online fashion influencer put together. And there was like four people that showed up for this fashion show in Central Park.
Okay.
But then it drew a crowd. But guess what the winner got? A $10,000 Chanel Coco bag.
Oh.
A Coco Chanel bag.
Okay.
Can you believe? That's fucking insane. We're taking it just too far, guys. It's like Beanie Babies went the same route. Garbage Pails went mm-hmm. the same route. Tigamachis or whatever the fuck you call them, they went the same. Everything goes this Brat Dolls, they all went the same route of the dodo bird, as is Labubu. It's going to go. So just be careful about how you spend your money. Take it from a guy who got in on the Dick Tracy craziness early, and then the craziness never quite happened. It never peaked like Labubu mm-hmm. did. No. My Dick Tracy stuff went down in value, not up in value.
Well, it's the old buy high, sell low.
That's right. My mom had to pay for that stuff to be taken out of the house. She had to pay for someone to take it away. All right. Just be careful about your LaFufus and your LaBubas. I don't want anybody to make. Also, did you know that Cabbage Patch Dolls, Beanie Babies, Bratz Dolls, Tegamachis, or whatever they used to call them, all of that stuff has been that all happened within months of a major recession.
Really?
A lot of people call them recession indicators when people start hoarding these collectible hot collectible items. So
great.
Be my, yeah, great. Great. Right before we sign our new contract. Great. Yeah. So be mindful. So be mindful of what you spend your money on. That's just Brian. Listen, if Mark was here right now, he'd give you the same advice. You think Mark Cuban owns Labubu's? He probably does. He probably actually owns Labubu.
He probably does.
He probably owns part of Pop Mart. Yeah. He didn't he just sell? He just sold his basketball team, didn't he? For like a $17 billion or something.
He did? He did.
Yeah, I think he sold most of it. Anyway, okay. We'll be back. Lots more to talk about.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
I have a question for the listeners. Did you grow up in Charlotte, North Carolina in the early 2000s? Were you there? Did you grow up? Did you live there in the early 2000s? And I think this was just for like a 2-year period where the local Fox affiliate weatherman named Mark Mathis was doing his whole shtick. Because I imagine if you grew up during that time or you were there during that time, then Mark Mathis will be a name you will remember instantaneously. And until 2 weeks ago, I had no idea who this guy was.
Yeah.
But currently, there are some people on the internet that are making Mark famous all over again. This is the wildest local reporter I have ever seen in my entire life. He's a weatherman. He is the wildest, most coked up, craziest weatherman I have ever seen, and I'm here for it. I wonder where these, I mean, he takes it way too far sometimes, especially when it comes to the ladies hanging around him. That's not my favorite part of this, but it's crazy what he gets away with as a weatherman.
I don't know who Mark Mathis is.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, on a local Fox station. That was going to happen anywhere. It happened on Fox, but I cannot believe this guy was hired, and then they let him run amok for 2 years, I believe. It's insane. This is like WSHIT crabapple shit. I mean, this is what I would imagine in my head the fake universe of crabapple would see as a weatherman.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I found like a supercut of Mark. It's like 4 or 5 minutes long. You got to check out some of this stuff that Mark's up to. Back in 2005, 2006, I believe, is when he was like at his prime, and then either he got fired or he got cut off or they told him he had to settle down. Anyway, you want to listen to some of this?
Yes.
Okay. Mark Mathis, weatherman, Fox Charlotte, 2005.
Hot in here. I'm taking off all my clothes. That's a song. Tone X is doing sports. Yeah. That was the worst poem I have ever heard in my life.
We didn't write it.
Who wrote it?
Who wrote it?
Wow. Yeah, he's fired
Here's
up.
Here's a little one that I made up of my own.
Okay.
I'm Mark Mathis, do the weather just fine. I make it exciting every time. But when I act like a fool, remember the rule. If you want the forecast, watch Channel 9. Yo, no word.
Wow. I mean,
what in the good golly holy shit around is going around here? What in the good Peruvian marching powder name of the Lord is happening here? How does he get away with this? Have you ever seen anything like
this? No.
Has Glenn Burns ever once done his own rap on WSB TV? No, not once. And I've been watching Glenn for 82 years. Exactly. The guy's 97. He still looks like he's 40.
He does.
Dude, that didn't rhyme.
It didn't rhyme. Yeah, it did. Remember the rule? Actually, I didn't write it. Reed wrote it.
Actually, I didn't write it. Here he goes again. He's rapping again. This is his, I guess this is a shticked for a minute.
Uh-huh. The weather just fine. Negative, crazy. All right, here we go. Oh, by the way, you know this, Steve. I got yelled at last night. I mean, yelled at.
You
me.
I don't believe it.
For the, my little coin. I wasn't off the set for 2 seconds and that phone was lighting up. Because, I mean, just.
He's like the Howard Stern of weathermen. He's going wild. Who allows this to continue? What producer in the back is saying this is good for our ratings? I guess it is good for their ratings.
Well, yeah,
because
now.
You should see the comments on some of these posts about him. People remember this guy. They're like, I couldn't, at the time. One guy said, I was young and I grew up with Mark Mathis. And then I moved to a different city. And I couldn't believe how boring the other weathermen were.
Right.
I was wondering when the comedy was going to come.
I'm serious. I mean, you really. First, I felt like going, you know who you're talking to? But I chose not to.
I'm Mark Mathis, middling weatherman for the number 212 market in the United States of America. I
wish Mark Glenn Burns would have done this.
Let me pause here for a second. I got to be careful about how I say this. There was a guy here that was very similar, but he was on the radio. He was part of the local alternative station.
Uh-huh.
He was the traffic guy.
Okay.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Let me say his name. I'm going to press mute.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
He's still around today.
Oh, he is.
In some form or fashion.
Okay.
You know, it's not his old glory days, but he was very similar to this guy.
That's true. But it was like the loud and crazy.
But he was part of the morning zoo crew. Mm-hmm. It was perfectly acceptable to be like this, and no one was really listening to him for the traffic or the weather. He was just a lug nut that would yell and scream and get into all kind of crazy shenanigans. And he would be at every single radio station promo ever.
Remotes.
People would come to see him because he was a drunkard of epic proportions, and he would make life entertaining. And somehow, I ended up living with a guy who knew a girl who, you know, they were best friends. And I cannot tell you, in my mind for years, this guy was like the coolest dude who was out there partying and having fun. And I imagined the life that he lived, driving a Lamborghini around and living in his condo and having fun. When I got to know him, what I realized is, he spent a lot of nights on people's couches, coked up and crashed out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he was not the hero that I thought he was when I was 17 years old. And so when I look at Mark Mathis, I imagine in his nice suit on television, local television station, you probably imagine Mark driving his Mercedes-Benz back home to his very nice house. He's probably coked out and crashing on people's couches.
Yeah.
You know how when you're talking to the boss,
he's like,
yeah, probably a wise decision. So tonight, brought the cell phone in case he needed to call me. In case I do anything wrong tonight. Just call the cell phone. It's real easy. Oh, I pray God he's not watching. All right. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. No phone call yet. 71 is the current temperature, 66 in Statesville. See, he's chicken. He's scared of me now.
I mean.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's hard to believe this guy only lasted 2 years at
at
the station. He's begging his boss to fire him on air.
Exactly.
Wow.
91 and 71 are the...
Doctors figure that flushing your pipes once in a while kind of cleans out the system and protects you.
Pipes at least once a day? Is that what we're calling it now?
You gotta flush them out.
It's like your lucky weatherman here is gonna live to be 150!
Oh my God.
I love him. He's giving Mountain Dew crystal meth. He's giving I make crystal meth in a Mountain Dew bottle kind of vibe.
Yes.
Once a day ain't nothing. I mean, what are you doing in there? Well, what's going on? Just a little self-medication, mama. Medicating myself. Hey, we want to introduce you to somebody. Steve.
Do you think this guy went to like the local comedy clubs to try?
Maybe. I can see that.
Career? Yeah. Where is Mark Mathis now?
We need to find out.
Has a different girl in here every single night. But this could be the one, people. This could be the one. Come here. Is it Laura, Julie? I don't know whoever it was last night. Look out. All right. From Charleston, South Carolina. Stevie's girlfriend, fiance, lover. What? Hey. Hang on. You're not done yet. You got to do the weather dance. Hello.
Oh, my God. Mark Mathis is currently employed by the San Diego KUSI News.
No way.
No. He isn't doing this whole thing anymore, is he?
He can't be.
No, there's no way. Or maybe I could be wrong. I thought this was dead internet type stuff, and I think he's still doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Well, that media world is a small world.
It
People
is.
Just jump around.
That's right.
From
that's
market to market.
That's why you and I don't have a job at any media market currently.
Oh, okay, you can get off camera now.
I will see you. Oh, the edge. Why don't you and I come on?
Wow.
How are you, Jamaica?
Are you doing good tonight, my sweet angel of light?
Okay, I want to tell you what's going on here. He's currently hitting on some girl that's in the back of, you know, that's behind the camera. Meanwhile, there is clearly a tornadic yes, activity going on behind
red.
Him. It's dark red and purple going across his screen. And he's not indicating whether or not someone needs to be in the basement.
Yeah.
He's hoping to get laid later on.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little something earlier this evening that made Tomiko a little upset, but she doesn't stay upset long.
Got his clicker thing. He's just flapping it
swinging
around.
Flapping it around, swinging dick. Look at Mark. He is this. I like this guy.
Yeah.
Not that much, but I like him enough that I could be entertained by him. I wish he was my weatherman. Except in moments like this, when the tornado is going through Davidson
right,
County.
Like you kind of want to know what is the weather.
He's worried about what he's doing later on.
Hey, we got some big old thunderstorms out there. Let me put this. Hey, look at there.
Hey, look at there. Tornado heading
God,
your way.
God, it really is.
It
look,
really
he's got
is a tornado.
He's got the times listed out for each of the counties.
Jesus Christ. People are dying, and Mark's worried about getting his balls wet. That's crazy.
Mount Pleasant, 1021. Finger? There's a town called Finger? Is that how you pronounce it? Roper's in the house tonight. Giving me the finger. Let's see.
I mean, he is so nonchalant about this touchdown of a severe storm.
I am having a hard time believing that anybody would survive this employment-wise.
No.
I need more time, people.
Isn't one of your responsibilities as a TV weatherman to alert people? I mean, we just learned this lesson the hard way, right?
Yes.
Is that as much advanced warning as you can get about severe weather is probably better than little. Meanwhile, Mark has no regard for life right now.
Well, I need more time. I'm going to put that in my next contract.
You can start in the beginning.
It's not funny, Jeff. All right.
I mean, it seems like a big party in the whole studio.
Yeah,
actually.
The whole studio. Yeah. Everyone's yacked out. Everyone's yacked
They're
up.
Passing it around. Everybody's taking turns going to the bathroom.
That's right. This is the go-go 2005. Things were different back then.
Tommy Lee bears it all for an internet site.
Oh, Tommy Lee. Back when Tommy Lee was a thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson video. Yeah. That box needs to be just a little bit bigger. But trust me.
Mr. Mathis, we've completed your box, sir.
We completed your what?
Your box. Like, you know, okay, Tommy Lee was standing in a picture naked.
Yes.
And they had a black box covering his wang. And he said, I saw the Pamela Anderson video and it needs to be a little bit bigger. And then the cameraman comes out with a tiny little black piece of cardboard. And he said, we've got your box, Mr. Mathis. The whole studio's in on it.
That's what I'm saying. It's a big party.
Yeah. He must be getting the ratings. He must
gotta
be getting
be. I
the
mean,
ratings.
I would tune in.
Yeah.
Just to see what kind of antics
that's
would happen
right.
next.
What? Where? I want to
be getting my real weather from another source.
That's
and
it. I'd
watching
him.
Him for entertainment.
Yeah. Back then, I TiVo this on my 2005. But I want to understand exactly what's going on the other news stations. Are they even trying to compete with this? Like,
I don't think you can.
Do they have their own yuckles over there? Or what's going on?
Punk.
Oh my God! He just held it in front of his
in front of his dick.
Dick.
Yeah, this is so sexually charged. I hope this is the 11 o'clock news, not like the 6 p.m.
Everybody in the studio is smiling. There's nobody laughing.
No, I think it is like that. Well, I mean, he's coming on because he was just pointing out times that were in the tens.
Yes. Well, there you go. This is the 9 o'clock Fox News.
Yeah.
I think we're all in
embarrassed for you.
Have you seen? Have y'all seen the Pamela Anderson video?
Does she have one out?
No. Come on.
Folks, I got nothing tonight. I'm dying out here. I'm dying. With this crowd, 73 for a current.
Okay, all right. So that's 4 minutes of Mark Mathis. That's hard to believe. I didn't watch it all the way through. That is hard to believe. Let me see here for a second.
I mean, I can see how it spices things up.
Yeah, I just want to know if he's doing the same shtick, but he doesn't have any of his weather reports on here. Oh, here's one.
Mathis is here. Are we doing the Mount Rushmore?
We are doing the Mount Rushmore, and the way this came about was several years ago, Lauren and I began this little Facebook deal, and we would go on at night, and about 9 o'clock, huge hit, hundreds of thousands of people would watch us, and then Paul took over for Lauren when she went to Good Morning San Diego. Paul and I did it. And he would always ask me, who would be on the Mount Rushmore for KUSI?
Right.
Yes, almost nightly. And then he would give me, after about a month of doing it together, he gave me notes. And so we asked the viewers one time, what would you call this show? One of them said, OCD and ADD.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's the same dude. Doing his thing.
His hairline is a little further back in his head. He's got big old fat glasses. But he is literally the same guy.
That's his thing.
Hard to understand how this guy made it any amount of time in media. It really is. But it's a gem. It's a dead internet gem. I guess if you're in San Diego, you still get your fair share, your dose,
your
daily dose of Mark Mathis. If you're in San Diego, I'd like to know, is Mark still doing this whole number, like this charged up, this sexual, this crazy, bringing people, you know, talking to girls in a certain way? If he is, I want you to text me 212-433-3TCB. Maybe Mark Mathis is someone that we should be
interviewing. Targeting.
Yes. I mean, we had fun with Courtney Michelle, but Mark Mathis, I mean, she didn't do the weather for us. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We get a weather and a laugh. That would be fantastic.
A double dose.
All right. More fun after we after we take this break and we return. Come on!
You'll make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some really heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hi, cats and kittens. Rachel here. Do you ever get the urge to speak endlessly into the void, like Brian? Well, I've got just the place for you to do that. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Feel free to call and yell all you want. Tell Brian I need a raise. Compliment Chrissy's innate ability to put up with all his shenanigans. Or tell us a little story. The juicier, the better, by the way. We love to hear your voice, because Lord knows we're done listening to ourselves. Also, give us a follow on your favorite socials, at The Commercial Break on Insta, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And for those of you who like to watch, oh, that came out wrong, we put all the episodes out on video, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, and tcbpodcast.com for all the info on the show, your free sticker, or just to see how pretty we look. Okay, I gotta go now. I've got a date with my dog. No, seriously, Axel needs food. Today is pork chop day.
Okay, I'm going to approach this subject delicately, Chrissy, because I don't want to make sure that I don't offend anybody's sensible ears. We have talked here, and I think the internet has been aflame for the last couple of years, probably since 2020, with trad wife culture.
Oh, yeah.
Traditional wife culture, trad wife. You've all seen it. We all know that it exists. It really,
That's the whole thing.
I think we can like trace its roots back to some Mormon influencers out in Utah. And they have made an entire career. There's a whole industry. The Mormon moms have blossomed an entire industry around trad wifing and around this family vlogging and blogging and how life is perfect and they are subservient to the man and they make the dinners and they take care of the children and they do it beautifully dressed and in perfect makeup and looking their best. Cool. You want to do that? Cool. And Allison Hare, our friend Allison Hare, did an interesting episode of what was then called at the time Culture Changers. It's now called Reinvention Room. She changed the name of the podcast a couple times. It's called Reinvention Room. She did an interesting episode about Tradwife, and she got an interesting perspective on it. And that was that some women are feeling a lot of pressure to be both a mom and a moneymaker and this and that and everything, and that there's some, I guess, fantasy, or it, they feel like it might free them up a little bit just to perform in a traditional role of being a mom and a housewife. I'm not a woman, so I can't, I'm not here to talk about whether or not that's good or bad or indifferent. I don't love the trad wife thing.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, I think each to your own as far as what you would like to do, but yeah, it's not for me.
Okay. I know it's definitely not for you, and I know it's definitely not for Astrid. I mean, I can't imagine her doing anything for me, let alone everything for me. I mean, it's just not the way we roll, and it's not what I would want out of a partner. Just not, I'm not interested in it at all.
No, but, I'm looking for like a partnership.
Yeah.
I do for you, you do for me too. And it could be one, more than one time, more than another time, but generally you're a team.
Yes. And I do believe in chivalry. I do. Yes. That's how my manners, that's how my parents raised me. That's how their parents raised them. That's how I'm raising my children. You hold the door, ladies go first, all that good stuff. You offer to pay.
It's a nice touch.
It's a nice touch. But there, but it's, some people don't want it. Some people aren't interested in it. And some people are way interested in it. Some people take chivalry to like a whole new level. There is a lady on the internet who has started talking about what she's referring to, or what some other people are referring to, as the princess treatment. Have you seen this whole fad going around?
No.
This particular reel right here. I'm about to let you listen to a reel. It's a little bit long. It's about 4 or 5 minutes long. Actually, it's a TikTok video. This lady started the internet aflame when she, and I'll let her explain, but she shared how it wasn't acceptable for her husband to drop her off at the front of a restaurant to go in to get a table while he parked the car, that he needed to be the one that went in and asked for the table, that he needed to be the one that interacted with the hostess, that it was disrespectful for her to talk because he needed to be the one that led. This is like taking this shit to a whole new level. And she's being dead serious. There's not a bit of irony in this whatsoever. She is a trad wife. She's talking also about the difference between a housewife and a stay-at-home mom and how there's a difference. I don't know. Let's listen to it, and then we can get into it. We'll debate it, all right? Let's listen to at least a little bit of it. Okay.
The very first TikTok I did where I was like talking to the camera did really well. I remember it hit 10,000 views, and I was freaking out. I was like, people are going to start being mean to me now. It was actually kind of scary. But the conversation I was having, it was just like a random thought that I had. I was talking about housewives versus stay-at-home moms. And I was saying, you know, I'd recently been promoted to a stay-at-home mom, recently had stopped working, and my son is older. And so really my days had felt more like a housewife because I didn't have little children at home that I was in the trenches with. Like a lot of my days were just like very relaxing and calming. I could come and go and do what I want until pickup. And so then that turned into the housewife shifts. And I would walk you guys through how I broke up my day because I had a very, you know, specific system for how I would get things done during the day. And then the housewife shifts were born. And then I talked about princess treatment. And then things turned into like I was the housewife princess. So that's how that came about. And then there were, you know, we've had conversations about summer starting and a lot of sometimes mean comments where people would say like, well, just wait for the summer and then you're going to be a stay-at-home mom again. And totally true. Now that it's summer, it's my first summer not working. We don't have a lot of camps lined up. I just want to enjoy it. And it's like I truly am back to being a stay-at-home mom, which is so funny because, you know, I don't have the same kind of, my son is older, like things are easier time wise, but it's just, it's not the same. So anyways, I got a comment on that video again today. I hadn't seen a comment on that video in a long time. So it must be recirculating or something, but it just made me laugh. Cause I was like, no, like I'm back in the stay at home mom trenches. Like,
I mean, honestly, like stay at home mom is probably one of the most difficult and noble things that anybody can do. Stay at home dad, stay at home mom. If you don't think for a second that's a fucking job, it's a fucking job.
Full time.
It's a full time, balls out, no time to yourself, stressful as it can be, job. And especially if you've got multiples, everybody's pulling, yanking on you. You got to find things to keep them occupied and safe and fed and warm and clothed. I have the utmost respect for my wife and other parents out there who do that. I have the utmost respect for single moms or dads who do that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
crazy. We have a friend who is a single mom, like truly single mom. Like the father just fucked off. He was like a drug addict. He could care less. You know, he would show up once a year to do this or that. And she raised her two children mm-hmm. on her own. And once I like got into her universe, I realized, and she worked. She brought home all the money.
Yeah, you have to then.
And I realized just how fucking difficult that is. But this whole trad wife thing takes this like to a new, weird, in my opinion, creepy level. The video she's talking about with the princess treatment is the one I was just talking about, mm-hmm. is that she should not be interacting with anybody out there in the universe. Her husband needs to be leading the family. Her husband needs to be giving her the princess treatment. She explained that one day her husband dropped her, her husband and her wanted to go to a dinner. So they pull up in the valet lane. And he gets out of the car. He says to the valet, I'm going to go check and see if they have a table available. The valet says, okay. He goes in. He checks to see if there's a table. There is. He comes back to the car. He tells his wife to get out of the car while he goes and parks the car. This girl, she goes and she stands at the hostess stand, but does not interact with the hostess because that is what her husband is supposed to do. Princess treatment all the way. And she explains that if I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom or a housewife or whatever, I need the full princess treatment. It's not my responsibility to do things like get a table, interact with hostesses, you know, talk to anybody. Like, this guy's ordering food for her. I mean, the weird ass world that these people are living in, I just can't imagine. How did we get here, Chrissy?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. It's very foreign to me.
And how do I become a house husband?
Yes.
With the prince treatment. That's what I want. Astrid, go in there and get us a table. And I will only be interacting with the hostesses if they are cute. That's it. I mean, this girl is like, this girl has really touched a nerve with a lot of people mm-hmm. who are saying that by not taking responsibility for yourself and interacting and being a part of the conversation and getting involved, you are essentially acquiescing all of your like wants and desires and life and willingness and free will to another human being. Mm-hmm. And you're just becoming essentially like a little monster that this guy just kind of drives around and does and does for and does whatever. I mean, I don't understand it. Maybe someone can explain it to me. I gotta imagine somewhere in our audience, there is a trad wife or someone who's into trad wifing. Explain it to me. Explain to me why this feels good. Like a housewife or a stay-at-home mom. Like in the most basic of senses, I can understand that all day long. It's a very noble thing to want to stay home with your children and have that time and that precious little amount of time, that first 5 or 6 years of their life, to get them started in life with all the love and care and daily interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But like baking an entire cake and like a $13,000 Balenciaga dress or whatever they fucking call it.
Yeah.
It, so that you don't look ugly for your husband is like a whole level of insanity to me that I just don't think I understand.
I don't either.
I don't understand it either. But
it's
you
not
know.
For me. But, you know, some people, that's really what they want to do. And that's what the husband wants to go for it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Maybe you should be
I don't think we would be friends.
No. I don't live in that world.
If that's what you like to do and everybody's happy.
Cool, dude. Maybe you should be my trad hostess.
Mm-hmm.
Like my co-hostess, my trad co-host. And you come in dressed in $1,000 gowns.
Okay.
And don't say anything unless spoken to. And some people might say, that's already happening, Brian.
Minus the $1,000 gowns. We can't afford that.
No, but. We can't. But, you know, there's something on sale
my
somewhere.
My finest Target.
Your finest Walmart sweatpants. Which, by the way, those sweatpants are wonderful.
Yeah, you do love those.
I do love my sweatpants from Target. I get incensed when I see stuff like this because I am under the impression that this is just like a little bit backwards. But maybe my anger is misplaced. Maybe my irritation is misplaced. Maybe
I guess what we all want is choice.
Yeah.
And if that is your choice, then
God bless you.
Yeah, go for it.
No one seems to be hostage here.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. And they're making millions of dollars. There is one trad wife that is making like $6.5 million a year on her social media.
Yes.
$6.5 million a year on her social media. I can guarantee the balls in that family are worn by her mm-hmm. and not him, because she turned her love of cooking and trad-wifing and, you know, dressing the children up in these, you know, million-dollar outfits and running them around like perfect JCPenney commercials. She turned that into a multi-million-dollar enterprise, and he's probably still at his job at, you know, Spanky and Sparks law firm as a consultant or whatever, making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. And that is the ultimate empowerment, I guess, at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Right? Yep. She took something and ran with it, and now she's got a fab. Mm-hmm. But not every influencer that is a trad wife is like that. And Allison's episode made me think about this in a different way, because Allison admitted on the episode that that is a fantasy to just be, all you do is just cook the food, take care of the kids, and then everything else is taken care of for you in a way that you don't have to be responsible for it, stress about it. But Allison is the exact opposite, because Allison was raised by a mother who banged into her head, you must make your own money, never rely on anybody else. And so she has been at least a 50-50 breadwinner in that family. I mean, Allison does more in one day than you and I will do in an entire month. I don't know how she gets it done. Look at Allison's social media.
She does a lot.
She's doing 75 things right now. Right now, she's she's biking on the Beltline. Yeah. She's heading to a yoga class where then she's going to learn how to make homemade cookies. And then she's going to go to a protest later. And then she's going to do aerial yoga. And by the time the day's done, she'll have learned 7 new things. Meanwhile, I'm lucky if we get this episode in the can before the end of the day. Lucky. Yeah. Lucky. That's the extent of my work ethic. So in that sense, I guess I can appreciate that trad wifing, while not my thing, is a thing. It's a thing that people do. And it certainly is hot to trot on the internet. There are millions and millions and millions and millions of views on these posts.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it gets people irritated, you know, Professor G, Prof G, Professor Galloway.
You've talked about him.
Okay. He's a guy that's on the internet. Yeah, he's an author. He does a couple podcasts. He's on a lot of television. He does a lot of interviews on news when it comes to finances, when it comes to the manosphere, when it comes to men in 2025 and the things that are wrong, loneliness, society. Anyway, he used to be a professor. And he said that if you're on the internet and you're not getting negative comments, you're not getting people upset at what you're saying, you're not saying anything at all.
Yeah.
And so
I can see that.
Yeah. So we are not doing it right, because we don't get any comment. I'm kidding.
Except from the one that said stay out of politics.
Yeah, we do get quite a few comments, actually. Where we don't get them is on our phone. People don't confront us directly. They do that out there in the internet.
That's usually the case.
Yeah, they don't do it directly on the phone. But man, do we get a lot of comments. Anyway, I thought I'd share this interesting post that has been setting the internet aflame about the housewives princess versus stay-at-home mom versus princess treatment and all that stuff. And
I was raised to be pretty independent, and I was for a very long time before I met Jeff. And you know, even though I'm not the breadwinner per se,
you're not the breadwinner
with our finances here.
You're not the breadwinner.
I contribute, and that makes me happy. And I also love to cook and not bake, but cook.
Yeah,
and do fun, you know, do yoga, do learn new things. And I think I would be really bored if I didn't have any goals or didn't want to go out into the world and talk to other people.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you don't want to go out in the world and talk to other people, and the truth is, I don't think anybody would accuse you of being a stay-at-home housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you come here, you do the work, we have lots of stuff that we do, you have other interests besides staying at home and cooking for Jeff, nor do I think anybody would argue that Jeff wants you to be a stay-at-home housewife.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
He wants to get you out of the house just as much as you want to get out of the house.
He wants me to be happy, and yes. I love him for that, and so, you know, he supports me in whatever I like to do.
Yes, and even though this puts your account in the negative,
yes,
coming here, we have accomplished something. What that is, I don't know. There's going to be a retrospective on this show at some point.
We've done 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can accuse us of not working. That part we got down. I was having a conversation with our agent, and I'm like, we've got to be some of the hardest working people in podcasting, to which he giggled a little bit. But I mean, in podcasting, there's a lot of people who do podcasts and they do a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in just podcasting, mm-hmm, we've got to be some of the hardest working people out there. We've got 1,000 episodes. We've been doing this show for 5 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot of episodes. We have to pare down the amount of episodes we do. We should go back to once a week.
I know.
Well, then we'd really be in the negative if we did that. Yeah. Maybe we got to start a TradWife account.
We need
That's
to.
That's where all the money is, apparently. Uh-huh. All right. Okay.
Or everyone Foot Finder.
TradWife, you're out there in our audience. I know you are. You know I'm talking to you. Text us 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Let us know what exactly is attractive about being a trad wife, why you like it, why you don't like it, whatever. Let us know. Yeah, I'll ask Mark Cuban what he thinks about trad wife.
Yeah, shoot him an email.
Yeah, let me irritate him maybe more than I've already irritated him. I mean, he snapped back real quick. 2 minutes. It was like 11:45 at night, too. He came right back at me. He's probably sitting in his... I just imagine Mark sitting in his, you know, palatial estate.
Uh-huh.
Either in bed or on a couch watching whatever he's doing, watching sports of some sort. And he sees my name come up and he's like, yes, that asshole. Fuck you, Brian. Been waiting for this all year.
Like I said, at least he responds.
He does. Until the next time we irritate each other, Mark, I love you, buddy. Doors wide open. All right. As mentioned, 212-433-3TCB. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We are taking them all right there. No muss, no fuss. Jump in. Be part of the conversation. A lot of times it's me that's responding. Not always, but sometimes it's me that's responding. We'd love to hear from you. Add the commercial break on Instagram. Man, that Instagram's been hot this last month. Hot. Woo. Hot.
That's great.
Over 1,000 new followers. That means we're over 1,000 followers. So keep it
Hopefully
coming.
Hopefully we can grow it.
We'll get there. Yeah. Keep it coming. Follow us on Instagram. New posts almost daily. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak for all of the episodes on video. Almost the same day they air here on the audio. Not always, but mostly. All of our guest videos, everything. And we do shorts on YouTube, too. So short clips of the show. Follow that. Subscribe, like, comment on your favorite video. And, of course, tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video right there for the taking. If you're a URL kind of person, there it is. And you can get your free TCB sticker. Just go to the Contact Us button, drop-down menu, give us your address, and we'll send you one. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.